USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI is looking into pardons issued by former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, including clemency given to a murderer and a child rapist. The Louisville Courier-Journal, citing two sources familiar with the matter, reported that an FBI agent had spoken with Kentucky State Representative Chris Harris about a criminal investigation into the pardons. Bevin, who lost his re-election bid last month, has come under fire in recent weeks, having issued more than 600 pardons and sentence reductions since the November 5th election. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if jolly old St. Nick hasn't made it to your neighborhood, remember, you can track Santa through the North American Aerospace Defense Command as they're tracking him as he makes his Christmas Eve journey across the globe at NORADSanta.org. This is USARadio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Michigan man, recently identified as the newborn baby boy snatched from his mother in 1964 by someone posing as a maternity ward nurse, was found through a commercial ancestry website. After the man or a child of his submitted DNA to the sites to learn more about their family tree, recent media reports have said the now 55-year-old man living in rural Michigan was the two-day-old child of Chester and Dora Franzak, abducted April 27, 1964, from a Chicago hospital. Those reports have not provided details on how he was located, other than to say that the DNA was involved. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.